Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble. This is Red Barn Radio.
There are 10 talented guitarists up here playing for us tonight, and I hope you've been enjoying the show.
My name's Brad Ames. I'm a junior at EKU. I've been there. This will be my fourth semester there. I'm a performance major. I'm from Lancaster, Kentucky.
Lancaster.
It's down right below Nicholasville.
It goes by Lancaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lancaster.
There used to be a guitar portion down at EKU, so I took that for several years as well, so I got to know Dr. Davis then, and it just astounded me that there was actual sheet music for guitar, because I didn't know that at the time. I started off playing rock and regular stuff, and being in high school and middle school orchestra, we didn't have guitars.
Hello, my name is Guthrie Green.
Hi, Guthrie.
I am from Louisville, Kentucky. What got me playing the guitar is I started playing Guitar Hero, which I think created a bunch of new fans in the instrument. It's pretty much all the majors here all play Guitar Hero. I got so good at playing a fake instrument, I started playing like local tournaments and stuff. So I was like, if I can get this good playing a fake instrument, I might as well learn the real thing. Yeah, I started playing when I was 13, and now I'm here.
The piece I'm gonna play is by Robert Bolin. It's a bluegrass and fingerstyle type guitar who actually won the Winfield Fingerstyle Guitar National Championship. That's a premier championship for fingerstyle guitar specifically, and the tune I'm going to play is Eastland Dream, which uses a lot of hybrid picking, so using both a plectrum or a pick and the fingers. My name is Stuart Jones. I'm from Oldham County, Kentucky.
Hi, Stuart.
LaGrange, and hi, Brad. I was the performance major that went rogue. I'm the paramedic student now. I'm still a guitar minor, so I stick with the program.
Your solo piece was just gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
Nice job.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
My name is Stephen Weller. I'm a theory comp major, and I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. My strongest instrument I play is guitar, but I also enjoy playing some different instruments like recorders, bass, keyboards, and percussions.
I'm Henry Schrader.
Hey, Henry.
I'm from Lexington. I'm a recording arts major at the university. I've changed majors a few times, so I've been there a while now. I was a vocal major for a little while. I tried the music marketing program, which is essentially the music industry program minus playing an instrument and going to music theory classes. And I didn't really enjoy that, so I came back to the guitar program, and they can't kick me out, apparently.
Thank you. I'm Jake Pujols. I'm from Anderson County, Kentucky, or Lawrenceburg, and I'm an industry major. Really, before I came to EKU, I didn't know much about the guitar. I thought I did. I've been playing for about 4 or 5 years, but I've only scratched the surface. In 2 months, I've learned more than I did in those 4 years. I knew how to read music, not like incorporating the guitar, because I took theory in high school, and I had a garage band where I pretty much just did some power chords and death metal. But yeah. Other than that, I didn't even know how like more of an instrument this is than I actually knew.
I'm Benjamin Bunch. I come from Crab Orchard, Kentucky. I started playing the guitar probably 11 years ago, I would say, if I had to round somewhere. For me, it was kind of one of those things that my hands worked really well, but I had no idea what I was doing on the instrument. Like, you could say, oh yeah, play this crazy technical thing, and I would do it, or learn it from memory or by ear, but I couldn't tell you, like, if it outlined an A minor, a D minor, or F sharp minor, you know, I had no idea what it was that I was actually doing with my hands. That was pretty much all of my playing prior to the program.
Thank you. I'm Jonathan Hicks. I'm from Clay County, Kentucky, and I'm a music education major. When I first was going into EKU, I wasn't really going to be a guitar major. I wanted to do more winds, and I was mostly a euphonium player back when I was in high school. During my time at high school, I did a couple of band clinics. I went to Morehead State University's band clinic. I did an all-regional, and this is all euphonium. Finally, my senior year, I decided, let's go to EKU's band clinic. Let's try that out.
See what they got.
Yeah, and so I got over there. I was walking by in Foster, and I noticed a guitar major just talk about this, that, and the other, studying guitar. I was like, that sounds actually kind of interesting. I want to get into that. So I started looking at classical guitar and started studying it. I loved it since.
My name is David Powell. I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm a sophomore at EKU, and I'm a recording arts major. Probably one of the biggest things that's happened for me so far at EKU is that I've, like him, I used to be in garage bands all the time, and I've discovered that, you know, classical music and jazz are more than just, like, academic music for school. There's actually, like, a lot to it.
My name is Kevin Case. I am in the graduate program. I'm studying music theory, and I got my undergrad at Eastern as well in music education.
Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble and special guest Tabby Jervis with David McLean. We thank them for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production, and also those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for the Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank the Eastern Kentucky University Guitar Ensemble and their director, Dr. Dennis Davis, and Tabby Jervis and David McLean for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.